Okay. We're in the middle of a very beautiful sugya meitav, and within the sugya meitav, we're getting into the inyan of mazik hegdish. The mekiva statement of kavachomer hegdish is analyzed by the Gemara, and the Gemara ultimately explains that it's a case of nagach tur didon tur de hegdish. And the halacha according to Mekiva is that you chayv to pay kashrumi nezek or yufshim b'menasya. And the kavachomer hegdish tells me that you pay me meitav. And we therefore have a second machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. One about meitav de nizik versus meitav de mazik. That's one machlokes. And the other machlokes having to do with mazik hegdish by Torah, by Karen, and the fact that Shimon b'Menasya, Rabbi Akiva hold that Yechayev and Mela kavachomer hegdish that you pay meitav, but Shmuel apparently disagrees, and I was like the Chachamim, that a case like this, the drasha of Re'eyu, dictates that you're pater. Meanwhile, when the Gemara initially presented the case, the Gemara brings the case of Nogach Turidon Turid Hegdish. The Gemara asks that how could it be that you're Chayv Mimetav, you're pater completely because Shore Ehu below Shore Shel Hegdish. The question that everybody's asking is that explains the case of Karen. That's where the Pasuk is written, Shore Ehu. But what about the other cases of Mazik? L'chaira, you could talk about other cases of Mazik Hegdish, the other Avos Nezikin, and speak about that should be a Chiyuv. There's no Mir of Me'eu there. And talk about the Chiyuv Meitav over there. So Tosus makes it clear that, and obviously you can learn from Karen. Tosus says, because you have a Pircha, Male Karen, can enim letters betchilasa. You can't learn it out from Tachas Rezina Shalim Kesef, which was not said for anything except for the Din of Meitav itself. So Tosus responds, Yeshlomer, Tosus says, the Kur Nezikin Turin Behegdish. He brings a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi also tries to figure out Pshat and Rabbi Akiva and establishes more explicitly, it can't be this, it can't be that. B'manu Kayamin, it's not Hechshe Nezikin, that's Shorei Eyu, that's Maman Hamazik, Niske Mamono. And you have Niske Gufo, Evaiter says Yerushalmi, Enizakin Lugavoa. So the Yerushalmi ends up saying that in fact of Yekiva's case is a case of Harei Eloimana Levedek Habayis. Okay, the Gemara also suggested that and rejected it because the Gemara asks that you're going to have to assume that every Balchob is Be'idis, but then the Kavachomer doesn't work out. So the Gemara goes back and says, as we said, there's Shimba Menasya, we go Shimba Menasya, but the Yerushalmi ends up staying with that Maskana. But Al Kopan and Tosus brings the Yerushalmi in order to show us that the Yerushalmi makes it clear that the halacha of Mazik Hegdish Pater is talking about whatever case you might have. Right? That was derived from the Yerushalmi. Again, I'm not reading inside, just going over the part that we did already in the Tosus. Tosus continues and says, a further raya, the Mishnah Daf Tes and Adeis, the Mishnah specifies Nechasim She'en Behem Me'ila, that's where you're Chayiv Ben Nezikin, and to Pashtus, the Mishnah is going on all the Avos Nezikin that we know about. And that includes Adam, according to Rav, that Mav is a Adam. So you see that all the Nezikin, Mazik Hegdish is Pater. But we still have to figure out the Mokker, right? Tosus points out, Rei Eyu sounds like it's not going to get you past Karen. So Tosus begins to tell us what the Mokker is. We have the Drasha, Ki Yochal Prat L'Mazik. That's the halacha that's stated by a person who eats truma b'shogeg, ki yochal prat l'mazik, and Tosus has to struggle here because one could have said, that halacha that's by truma is learned that also to me'ila, to kodesh. Truma is called kodesh, and we learn that also to hegdish. But the problem is that the Gemara seems to say there, b'metzia, that the miut is a miut gabi the chomesh. Ha'keren chayv. In other words, so how could you say that? According to the pshat that we're saying now, this is a miut of Adam Hamazik Hegdish, Lugabe the Karen as well, Lugabe the Pater from Tashum and Nezek. Says Tosus, the point being that Midaraisa Yapater, even from the Karen, Midarabana, you have to pay the Karen. So the Gemara is talking by Hegdish, Lamaskana, that there is in fact a chiyuv Midarabanan, but Lamaisa, it's a mocker Midaraisa that there's no Tashum and Nezek by Adam Hamazik. So Tosus says, the mucker for Shar Nezakin is from, Tosus says three things, Karen, that's Re'ehu, and Adam, that's the Kiyochal Prat L'mazik, the Midaraisa is even excluding Karen, Karen here meaning Karen the principal, right, not Karen the Mazik, Karen the principal by the case of Adam HaMazik, And Tosfos brings a third example, bor. What is this about? We'll have to go back to it soon, more detail. But what do we have by bor? If an animal that is has some kind of quasi-hegdish status, we'll see more of the details, psuli hamugdashin, an animal that was kodesh, kdusha saguf, and then had a mum, and now can be redeemed, and it has still retained certain halachas of hegdish, certain restrictions, so it has some status of hegdish, and the din is, we learn now, the hames yelo, it says by the parsha bor, misha hames yelo, yatzazeh, that there's some yisurim still that's not completely his, there are restrictions of hegdish, and therefore there's no chiyuv of a case of a nafasham ashor hamor, if the animal falls into the pit and dies, by psulim mukdashin, you don't have to pay. So we have from this also a makor to pater mazik hegdish. So there are three examples Tosfos mentions. Keren from Re'eyu, Adam from Kiyocha Prat Lamazik, which really is excluding even not just the chomesh, but actually the payment itself, the keren, as well as bor. That's what Tosfos presents it over here. You're learning from all three. As the Mashad Madur Basa points out, and Tosfos in Gittin's Mashma this way, the Iko Limud really is from where? The Iko Limud is from Adam. And even the Re'eyu Tosfos is going to tell us that only to dictate what you're going to, how you're going to understand the drasha by Adam. And Tosfos throws in Laravcha the Milsa, he throws in Bor as well and Keret. But really the Limud is from Adam because that's what emerges from the next part of the Tosfos. Because Tosfos asked the Kasha, again, this is the last part that we read, that how could you learn to Shane, for example, from what you just said? After all, Shane has a certain chumrah, a certain aspect, a characteristic that maybe that makes it more chamor, and maybe there Masik Hegdish in a manner of Shane would be chayiv. Malashen Shigesh Hanol Hazeka. So how could you learn from what we just mentioned to Shane? Shane has the Marla Havanol Hazeka. We pointed out we could ask a similar variation of this question by Regel. How could you learn to Regel? Regel has the chumrah of what? Of Hezeka Masri. So this answers the Yeshlom the Yosef Ra'i Leschayiv Adam Hamazik B'Yadayim Mimazik Adei Shiluach B'Iro. That notwithstanding that Maila that Shane has of Hanala Hezeka, but given that Adam Hamazik is Hamazik B'Yadayim, and the case of Shane, and we could add Regel as well, is only B'Shiluach Hez B'Iro, it's only that you send your animal out to and the animal was mazik al yidei shein. So that's also called you are mazik al yidei shiluach b'iro, but that's a lot lower level of mazik than a mazik b'yadayim by adam a mazik. So the fact that by adam a mazik there's a p'tur ki yochal prat l'mazik. So therefore, it's for sure a limud, and you can't ask a pircha ay shein is anal ezeko. But shein is mazik al yidei shiluach b'iro. And therefore, notwithstanding that maila that Shane has, but it would have been more appropriate to make you chayiv by Adam Amazik. And if it's not so, even though you don't have the maila of the Hanala Hezekel, but that pales. That maila pales in comparison to the maila, the chumrah of Adam Amazik B'Yadayim. And therefore, Yosef Roy was chayiv by Adam Amazik B'Yadayim, and therefore, it's a valid mamatzi. We just speak out what we spoke out on Thursday vis-a-vis the Rashi Ahimid days, right? Who remembers? Rashi there does seem to suggest that perhaps you can use a pircha, the fact that Shane is Hanal Hezeka, so maybe that makes it more unique, and maybe that's Chayev vis-a-vis Adam too. Rashi says that's a pircha vis-a-vis Adam. That you wouldn't have Adam, and you want to learn out from Shane and Bor, and Mal Shane Shish Hanal Hezeka, so we need a Bor Yochiach. We need a Bor Yochiach in order to learn out from Bor and Shane to everything else. Everything else included in the list. What? Adam. So what do you mean? Tosfos Svar here is that Yosef Roy was Chayiv Adam Amazik Mishiluach Be'ira. So Rav Nachum says, very simple. Rashi there is going, if Adam Amazik, we wouldn't know anything about it. We wouldn't know it's Chayiv at all. So to the extent that Adam is not even on the radar screen, and you want to learn out that there's a Chayiv of Adam, so now I have a real question. Maybe Shane is different. There's Hanal Hezeko, therefore your chayiv as a mazik, and maybe Adam is different. Maybe there is no halacha of Adam at all. So I need Bor Yochiach. That's in that situation where I don't know about Adam at all. Here we're talking about after the fact. I know that there's an Av Mazikin of Mavah, of Adam. I know that there's Shane. And I know now a p'tur of Mazik Hegdish by Adam. And now I want to tie in well. Maybe Shane would not have the p'tur of Mazik Hegdish because of the Ma'al of Hanal Hezeko. And that we say, what are you talking about? We know already there's a mazik of Adam, and a mazik of Adam is obviously a greater form of mazik. It's a idea, it's a mazik biyadayim. And this is always shiloch be'iro. So that's what Tosa says, that it's for sure going to be a limud to pater mazik hegdish by Shane once we know by Adam. That's a good chiluk. Yeah.
Isn't the characteristic of Adam being mazik biyadayim not a characteristic that you need to know that Adam's chayev to say that that's more chamor? Don't you know that even before Adam's chayev?
You're saying let that svar be a svar even in Rashi. Obviously not. To the extent that we don't know it, you see, we wouldn't know it. I mean, you know, in other words, the Torah maybe thinks of it differently. But once the Torah tells us that there's a chiyuv, then it's obviously intuitive. It's only intuitive after the fact. If you don't have Adam, so good. So maybe the Torah's not machayiv. Obviously, you're asking good. I mean, even Menachem acknowledges it's not a perfect teretz. The svar I could have applied in Rashi too. But if you're going to have a chiluk, that would be the chiluk. In Rashi's situation, I don't know anything about Adam. So there, pircha is a pircha. You can't. Maybe it takes more to learn out. Maybe the point is this. I would say like this. Of course, the svar is a svar there too. But if I don't yet know the mazik v'adam, it takes less to deflect a limud if I want to create yesh me'ayin that there's such a creature called a mazik v'adam. So therefore, even a pircha and a lezeko needs a yochiach, because you know it takes more to learn out from scratch, and therefore even a pircha of such a nature, even though it's going against an adam ha-mazik v'adayim, but I don't know it yet. So then it takes less to deflect the limud and say you can't learn to Adam, because I don't know Adam yet. So now pircha of Noazeka is enough to say, so how you learn to Adam? So I need more yochiach. Here it's different. Here I already know the chiyuvim. It's just a question of learning a p'tur, and I want to say, well, the p'tur maybe doesn't apply by Shane because of this. To the contrary, if it applies by Adam, I would say that way. Maybe it's a little bit better to hear it this way. It could be. Good. Okay. Continues Tosis. We'll finish the Tosis, then we have to go back a little bit more to Rashi and understand where Rashi's coming from in this inyan. Let's finish the Tosis. V'im Tomer. Re'eyu de'kasa rachmano lamali. Fectosis, what do I need the drasha of Re'ehu? Hamikiyochal nafka. I should learn everything from Kiyochal. It's learned from Kiyochal, that drasha. Kidisam sechas mi'ila. Makish rachmana hegdish gachuma. We have a hekish of hegdish to truma. They're both kodesh. Ma truma ksiv kiyocha pat lemazik. Av hegdish komili de achila umazik lepater. So it is by hegdish. Anything like the case of truma where it's a food and you mazik your pater. I'll tell me maybe only food. We're talking about truma where you ate food, pat lemazik. So how do you know stamat siv is something that's not food? The lav dafka mid de achila kidi isa hasa. Now, this Kedis Asim is a little misleading. In the Rush, it becomes more clear what Tosis meant. If you want to peek with the Rush with me, you'll see. Look at the Lashon of the Rush. Tosis adds in the Kashi. He says, V'lav dafka mi de'achila Kedis Asim. Take a look at the Rush with me here in the Simen on Meitav, in Simen Beis, second paragraph or so. Much of what we have in Tosis you'll find in the Rush. Okay, you see, he says, Shari Eom Rachmana, Behu Adin Choshar Nezakin, he says, Kinemuchach Masnisin, Imbehemi'ila, Vamin Nabi Yushalmi, quotes the Yushalmi that we saw, Manu Kayamin. So then he goes with that, Almaf, Afil Adam Hamazik Hegdish Pater. Fine. Now, the beginning of the line here, Ube Me'ila Perkanene, Yalef La Mikra. Everyone see where I am. It's in my Tzura Sadaf, it's the beginning of a line. Ube Me'ila Perkanene, Yalef La Mikra. The Gemara in the Ilo Yutes learns from a pasuk. They say v'ish kiyocha kodesh b'shkaga u'betruma ayri. We're discussing the case of truma. That's the pasuk in Emor. The afka b'lashon kodesh. The Torah uses the lashon kodesh, and therefore that gives us this hekish of what of kodesh to truma. The dashina minei the iskish kodesh k'truma, and therefore what's going to be the limud uma truma prat l'mazik. Af hegdish midi de barachila ki mazik lepater. So far he's saying midi de barachila. Now look what he says. In our Tosis, it says kidi isa hasam. Right? Lav dafka barachila. But what does the Rush say? Look carefully. No, see it? Opiris Rashi Hasam. Ah, now we know it's a Gilui on Tosis. Because there's no Gemara. It's not the Gemara, it's Rashi. Oop, Kidi Isa Hasam Tosis meant that's the secret. He meant Rashi. Look at Rashi there. See the see up in the rush. Opiris Rashi Hasam. Hai de Nakat Midbarachi Lavdafka Duadin Lachom Mili. Elam Bishim de Bichuma Dashina Kiyocha Prat Lamazik. The came in the Adam the Mazik Begufa Sahegdis Patur Koshkin Mamonu Shehizik. And here he brings in the point, this is along the lines of the Tosis and Gittin, that Yosef Roy Ushaiv Adam Mazbi Adaim Mim Hizik Migramas Kriyas Boro Shuach Beiro. We'll have to come back to the exact Shonos here. This is paraphrasing Tosis and Gittin. But you see, in other words, that the real Limud is from where? The real Limud is from Adam Amazik. The Ilav Dechsev Shariel, this Tosis is going to tell us now. Were it not for the Re'ehu, I would have said that the only reason, the only shot of the Ptur Mazik Hegdish Patur over there by Adam is only from Chomesh. But now that we see the Midrachmana Hegdish Miniske Karen, Me'ashtem Matin on Adam, Me'amazik Afmana Karen. And he adds, "Luhachi ma'isi hacha kradish Re'ehu v'lamaisi ish kiyocha mishim de'ilav haikra ha'ef shemino le'mahasim." See, it's also something that's going to help us for Tosis in a minute. The Rush adds here that by quoting Shareyu in the Gemara, it's because it's only through the prism of Shareyu that we understand Pshat and Kiyochal Prat Lemazik. Those are the two Nekudas in the Rush that I think are elucidate Tosis. But the first is as follows. Kedi Isa Hasam and Tosis doesn't mean the Gemara. It means what? It means Rashi. So now let's go back to the Tosis. And then the other point that we'll see in a second again. So Tosis says, why do we need Reyu? I have kiyochal. Like the Gemara says, Amila Yutas Makish Rachman Hegdish Gutruma Matru Maksiv Kiyocha Patna Mazagat Hegdish Komnir De Achilo Mazagay Patr. So we have that Rasha. I only bar Achilo. No, but I've definitely been Achilo. The Kiddi Isa Hasam is Rashi. Okay. We're going to see more carefully the Rashi there because we're going to anyway have to understand Shitas Rashi in this whole Indian. Because Rashi never quoted this drasha anywhere of Kiyocha, Pratim, Mazik as the marker. If any drasha that Rashi is quoting, what's the drasha that Rashi seems to be relying on? Yeah. Shitas Rashi and Re'ev. So obviously Rashi is in a different zone than Tosis. But in this Nakuda, Tosis is quoting Rashi. Kibisa Hasam is the Rashi. That Rashi points out, Lav Dafka Mida Barachila. So the question is, what do you need the Re'ev? You have the drasha Kiyocha, which is a mute from Adam HaMazik. And again, adding the point that Yosef Royal is Chayiv Adam Amazik, Mishiloch Beiro, and if you have it by Adam up to Amazik, then obviously everywhere else. So what do you need Re'eyu for? The Yeshua Omar and Fetosos, the Ilav, the Ashkechan, the Pater Mazik Hegdish? If we wouldn't know the Ptur Mazik Hegdish by Adam, Lo Havidashinan, the Ptur Mazik Hegdish by from Re'eyu, Lo Havidashinan, Mikiyochal, Prat Lamazik, Ella, Lamait Chomesh Lechudei. In other words, I wouldn't dash in the Kiyochal as Prat Lamazik that midoraisi yapata even on the base chiyuv on the Karen itself, but only from the Chomesh, which is what it plays out, which is what's in fact the case by Truma, as we'll see in a second. And therefore, only because of the Re'eyu that there is a notion called Mazik Hegdish Pater, now I know to understand the Kiyochal Prat Lamazik by Hegdish as a miyot even on the chiyuv itself, not just on the Chomesh. Tosis adds something. The afagav the kiyochal b'truma ksiv. But l'maisa, where is the kiyochal written in Chumash? By truma. V'sham chayiv mazik keren. Oh, so it's interesting. What did Tosis say a minute ago? By hegdish, so the ptur midoraisa is on everything. Midrabanan, you have to pay the base, the principle, the keren, and then not the Chumash. By truma itself, however, what's the din even midaraisa? You have to pay the keren. So how can you split it? You're learning out from Truma to Hegdish because they're both called Kodesh. And by Hegdish, you tell me that the miyut is even a miyut from the base principle. But by Truma, you're paying back. Tosis is a pashta chiluk. The afagav, the kiyocha, but Truma, because there's some chayiv mazik keren. The mamon, the kohen, who? That's the mamon kohen. Mikomaka mehaikra de kiyochal. Lo nothing. That's not from the kiyochal. It's not that the kiyochal by truma is only memayit from the chomesh, but not from the keren. The kiyochal prat lamazik is memayit even from the keren. And not just by barachila. It's a miut of mazik that you putter because you were mazik hegdish. Where does it come from? They have to pay back the moment kohen, the karen, the amount that you took. Ah, el mikra achrit, davki gozel chavero maziko. What does Tosis mean? Davki gozel chavero maziko. In other words, what is he saying? You took away truma from the world. Let's say it was your own truma. It's the same thing. You took away what belongs to the kohanim. That's the chiyuv by truma. To have the gozel chaverim. So that's why you have to pay the guy. The kiyochal prat lemazik mazik hegdish is pater, and that's the din mitzad the kodesh of truma. Mazik hegdish is pater. Elamai, you took away mamon kohen. The truma can be by you also. It's mamon kohen. Gozel chaverim mazik. You have to pay back the karen to the kohen. That's a different halacha. But the kiyochal itself is a tour of mazik hegdish. And in that regard, truma is the same as hegdish. There's another halacha that you have to give back to mamon kohen. So that's true by truma. Because that's owned by the kohanim. It's mamon kohen. Gozel chaverim maziko. So that's not mazik hegdish halacha. That's giving back the mamon kohen to truma. But mitzad, the halacha that we carry over from truma to hegdish. So there, the kiyocha is a miut in every way. Elamai midrabanan you have to pay. Okay, midrabanan. So therefore, the real makor is kiyochal prat lemazik. So how Tosis answered the re'eyu. So what's the re'eyu doing here? What's the role of re'eyu? Re'eyu is only there to reveal to us how to understand the drasha of kiyochal prat lemazik. So the rush adds to Tosis is, and that's where the Gemara quoted re'eyu. Gemara doesn't mention the drasha of kiyochal prat lemazik, even though that really becomes the makor. It could be the ikar makor, as the Masha adds, and Tosis threw in shore and Karen Bor is like a Rabcha de Moso, right? And the Gemara quotes Re'eyu because Re'eyu is how we understand, it teaches us how to understand the drasha of Kiyoch. So far, clear, everybody? Clear? Let's just finish the Tosfos. Yeah, Aita.
So Re'eyu is teaching.
Without Re'eyu, I would go a whole other way by reading Kiyoch apart from Mazik. I would say, you know what? There's no new concept for Mazik Hegdish Pati. This is a special din Ugabi Chomesh. That's it. I wouldn't understand the yisod of Kiyocha Patla Mazik in the way that we now understand it to be teaching us that Mazik Hegdish Patla. Because you see by Kirei Eyu Prat Hegdish that there's a miut that the Torah mentions in connection to the Av Nezikin of Karen, that Mazik Hegdish, that you don't have to pay if it's not Shorei Eyu. Now we look at Kiyocha Prat Lamazik with different lenses. Now we know Prat Lamazik is a halacha that there's a p'tur of Mazik Hegdish. And that's not just a p'tur from Chomesh, it's a p'tur from the very Tashumin of being Mazik Hegdish. I, by Truma, which is where the Pasuk is written, you have to pay back the Mammon Kohen. That's a different halacha, Truma, you have to give back the Mammon Kohen. But in the Inya that we learn out from Kiyochal, that we carry over Kodesh to the din of Hegdish, that's a miut, not just on the Chomesh, it's a miut on the exact Karen as well. Midrabanan Tosfos acknowledges the Gemara's mashma that you have to pay back the Karen, that's Midrabanan. The real makor for Mazik Hegdish for Tosfos would be Adam, and why Adam more than the others, even though Tosfos threw in Karen and Bor? Because Yosef Ra'u Yilchayev, Adam Mazik B'Yadayim, Mimazik B'Yishuach B'Iro. So the real makor is Kiyocha Prat, the Mazik, which carries over from Truma to Hegdish. It's Lav Dafka Midi De'achila. And the only reason that I'm able to understand the drasha that way is because of the Re'eyu. Which is why, as the Rashi explains, the Gemara mentions Re'eyu. Because it's Re'eyu is what gives us the perspective on how to understand Kiyocha Prat
Lemazik. So where is it that? But if Truma is not... is also, I'm saying, if Kiyochal is also being a tour character from Truma, so then even without Shoreyu, unless we're saying that
no, but again, it's sticky, because by Truma Lamaisa you're paying Karen, but Tosis not mitzad this, not the pshat that the Kiyochal is only Mait Chomesh. It's because it's Lo Gara from Gozel Chaver Maziko. There's a Mikra Achrina, Tosis says.
So that means
Kiyochal is Mait from the Karen as well. But you have to pay back the Kohen, the Mammon Kohen.
So then from Kiyochal enough, you would know, just along Kiyochal.
No, but all that, but even, no, but see, without the Re'eyu, I would say, in a Chanami, I would say that Kiyochal, even by Truma.
So Shor'eyu is speaking to Truma?
No. Re'eyu tells me a klal that mazik hekdesh is pater, which allows us to understand that the kiyochal prat lemazik is indeed a miut, even on the karen, even on the principle.
But we knew it from Truma anyways.
How do I know by Truma? How do I know?
Maybe.
No, but Kiyochal is a din by Truma that's carrying over to Hegdish because it's called Kodesh. That's the Iskish Kodesh to Truma. So this package of Kiyochal, Prat Lamazik, which is stated by Truma and carrying over to Hegdish, that package can be seen as just a miyut from the Chomesh and nothing more. Or it can be seen as a miyut even from the Keren. Because of the fact that we have the Re'eyu, Prat Lehegdish, we now understand that that package of Kiyocha Prat Lamazik, which is written by Truma and carries over with the Hekish to Hegdish, is interpreted as a miyut from the Keren too. The fact that you paid back the Keren by Truma, that's a separate halacha, Mikrach Rina, because of Mamun Kohen. The fact that there's Mashman, the Gemara, Mitzia, that even by Hegdish you're paying the Keren, that's because Midrabana you have to pay back the Keren. But the pshat of this drasha, this package drasha, that's stated by Truma and the Hekish carries it over to Hegdish, Kodesh, Kodesh, that package is to be interpreted this way and not another way. Not a mi'ud just on the Chomesh, a mi'ud on the Keren too. How do I know that? Because of Re'eyu. That's why the Gemara quoted Re'eyu.
There was no Hekish.
The Hekish is Iskish Kodesh to Truma. The Drasha of Yochel Prat Lamazik is going on Hegdish and Truma. Not just on Truma. It's carrying over to Hegdish. But what is this mi'ud? Is it just on the Chomesh, or is it on the principle? That I wouldn't know without Re'eyu.
Kiyochal alone,
Kiyochal Prat Lamazik.
It's also a Prat to the Keren. Kiyochal in
itself. No. Kiyochal Prat Lamazik means that if you're Mazik, the Truma, and Mazik Hegdish, Lav Davka Mi Dachila, there's a miut that you don't have to pay something. What's that something? Is it only the Chomesh? If not Re'eyu, I would say only on the Chomesh, that's it. Because I have Re'eyu, I understand that the miut is even on the Keren. So the Gemara quotes Re'eyu because it's through the prism of Re'eyu that Torah's Megala how to understand the other drasha. So the real makar, to learn to everything else, of Mazik Hekdesh Pater is Kiyocha Pele Mazik. Yeah.
Even though Shurei is going to be Megala, the pasuk of Chiyochal, but if Chiyochal is the Iker Limud, so why did the Gemara mention that over Shurei?
So this is what the Tosfos didn't address it, but that's what I saw in the Rush. You go back to the Rush, I read it before, but before I read the Tosfos, the very few lines later from the Rush that we read, I mean, we end up reading it ahead, he says, V'ilo dekatsav shareyeyu, just look at those words in the Rush. V'ilo dekatsav shareyeyu lo yafina mikiyochal de'ilav dashmin b'shum duchta. If the Torah would not have told you any, in some place, the mazik hegdish pater, havi dashina kiyochal prat lemazik she'ein mishalim isachomesh, avu kerem mishalim, bein bitruma bein behegdish. Avu hasta dechazinan. Now that we see, it's a little more lengthy in the Rush. The mi'at rachmana hegdish miniski keren, mehashta Matinon adam amazik af mina keren. Here are the key words to answer your question. Ulahachi maisi hacha kra deshore ehu velo maisi ish kiyochal. That's what he's saying. And that's why, to answer your question, and that's why the Gemara mentions the shore ehu drasha and not the drasha kiyochal. Mishum, the ilav hai kra lo vishamiran le mihasa. So since this is a supportive role that gives us the understanding of how to read that pasuk, Sigmar mentions this and not the other. You're not so happy with it, but that's what he says. Okay, there's other mahalchim here. We'll get to Rashi. This is the pshat of Tosus. Tosus concludes with one more ha'ara, umiyu. So again, the words of Tosus sound like it's a limit from three things. Adam and Karen and Bor. From the Rush, it seems clear, and Tosus in Gittin and the Mashah here, it says even Tosus here is similar to that. The Ikar Limud is from Adam. And Tosus means, Ravcha de Mosi, you can throw in Karen, you can throw in Bor as well. We'll have to see. But that's what, you know, it's throwing Mitzuref to the Melamed, but did you need it? It might not be necessary. Re'eyu is necessary to understand Pshat in the din of Mazik Hegdish by Adam, that's part of everything. But what exactly is the Melamed? Do you need Karen and Bor to be part of the Melamed? Pashtus, you wouldn't. You would, but Lamaisa, does it add? Okay, it adds. You can, Satosis makes it seem you're going from all three. But wait a second. I have a Pircha. Lamandama Diika Kofa Beregel, Lo Asya Mikohani. Now, there's a reason why these three, and even if you build the case from all three, you can learn to regel. Why? The Mala Karen, V'adamu Bar De Lo Mishayim Kofer B'Pam Rishona. Because after all, Karen is only Kofer after three times. And Bord is no Kofer, and Adam is no Kofer. And yet, by regel, if you hold Yesh Kofer B'regel in the second parak, that means that even if the short tramples Nebuch, right, a person, a Tinok, and if you assume there's a chi of kofa beregel, so maybe that chumra of kofa beregel is a reason why there'd also be a din of mazik hegdish, aide the mazik of regel, that you should be chayev. So that would be a pircha vis-a-vis regel, that you couldn't learn from these three, even if you make the case from all three, but they're more kal than regel. Regel has a chi of kofa from the first time, Karen is only third time, and Bor and Adam have no kofa at all. It's Tosis, it would be tarfon, the isse, kofar shalim betam nicha. What does he mean that tarfon, the isse, kofar shalim betam? He means, what does the tarfon hold? The Karen. What? What? B'shur shalim nizik. Okay, that's what he means. If tarfon has a kavachomer, that there's a chiyuv nizik shalim, even by a tam, b'shur shalim nizik. And if you add to that, it'd be kofar, then we found kofar b'pam rishona by Karen as well. So that would be a way to salvage it. Okay, adkan the tosis. So there's a couple of things to think about. Before, I want to talk about Rashi b'ikr, but before that, I'm going to put out a question for you within tosis, and then we'll come back to it, go to Rashi. Tosis makes the limud from three things. Re'eu, Karen, and Adam, for tosis the re'eu, indicates how to understand the drasha of Kiyocha by Adam, and Bor. It could be Adam would have been sufficient. Okay, you only know the pshat in the pasuk by Adam from Re'eu, but as far as being malamed, Adam might be enough. But Lamaisa Tosa says, Rav Chedemilsa, the Masha says, we add Karen, so we have that, plus we have Bor. Within Bor, let's ask ourselves a very simple question. The din of Bor, Lamaisa, is unique, because the case of Bor of Hegdish is different than ordinary Hegdish. What are we memayit by Bor? The memayit Tzule HaMukdashin. What is Tzule HaMukdashin? Let's just give ourselves some background. What is Tzule HaMukdashin? What's the Makar and Chumash? What is the halach of Tzule HaMukdashin? Just to have a little, be anchored in Chumash, let me quote for you a pasuk in Pashas Re'eh. Yud Beis Test Vav. This is the marker for the Dinim Psuya Mukdash. Torah is talking about having a centralized location to bring your karbanos, and they can't just offer karbanos wherever you are. You have to go there to the place that Hashem has chosen. Then it says as follows: Yud Beis Test Vav Parshas Ve'ei. Rak b'chol avas nafshecha, according to the desire of your soul, tizbach b'achalta vasa. You can shecht and eat meat. According to Hashem's blessings that He gave you, wherever you may be, you can have tamei and tor eating it together. Just like the these two chayos, tzvi and ayol. Okay, well, what's pshat in this pasuk? Is it just telling me that if it's not something, it's not a karban, you can eat meat, which is a heter called psar taiva? You might say that's all the pasuk is saying. You have a right to eat meat. If it's not for a carbon, you can eat meat. You have a heter. Maybe in the Mishkan, there's one sheet of Tanayim that in the time of the Midbar, everything was so easy to get to the Mishkan, to shecht an animal, so everything had to be mukdashin. You couldn't eat psar taiva. But the problem is, we have a whole other section that discusses that later on in Parshas Re'eh. It talks about that fact that kiyachav, later on in the Parsha, kiyachav Hashem akachas gvulcha, v'yamarta ochel basar, and you can have it and enjoy it and so on. So we have another pasuk, another series of pasukim later on that talks explicitly about the heter b'sar taiva. So what is this pasuk doing? So Rashi explains as follows. B'sar taiva means meat that's not a carbon, just to eat meat. La'tira lahem, below ha'krav ha'simurim, you have to not remurim, it's not a carbon. Just a little later in the parsha, So b'mazeh medaber, what's this pasuk about? The answer is b'kodshim shenafal behem mum, a carbon that now got a mum. Now the halacha is you have a right to be podet. You can't be podet if it didn't have a mum, because it's a kedushas haguf. So now there's a mum sheyipadu v'yochu b'chol makom. So now you have a heter after pidyon. Now the kedusha has been released, and you can eat it b'chol makom. Yochol yipadu mum over. Maybe even a mum that's temporary. Tamalom arak. So only a mum kavua. Okay. So we have the parshas hamum and elsewhere in the Torah, parshas emor. What's considered a mum that disqualifies an animal as a carbon? If this animal is nafal bo mum, then it can be nifta. But now it says tizbach v'achalta. The Torah begins to give you restrictions. Tizbach v'achalta vasar tamei v'ato yochlenu katfid v'chayo. Says Rashi. Tizbach v'achalta. What may you do? You may slaughter it and eat it. But what can't you do? Within this parasha that's not here, the Torah is also creating Yisurim at the same time, or stating Yisurim. Tizbach v'achalta ein l'cha behem heter giza v'chalav. You can't shear it for the wool. An animal of chulin you could, right? Ein l'cha heter giza v'chalav. Ela achila ay dizbicha. What may you do? Eat it through shechting. You can't work with it. We call this an issa giza va'avoda. Now, there's a certain restrictions that exist by psulei hamikdash. Even though you pulled it through the mum, but you have a heter to eat it, shechted to eat it, but you can't do certain other things. You can't take the wool off. You can't work with it. Hatame v'hatar yochlenu. So it says you can eat it even betumah. L'fish abam mikoach kodshim, since it originates as kodshim, shenema behem habasa sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel, ring Rashi again. So we know that a basa kodshim, if a tamei touches it, so it's a problem. You can't eat it now. It's tamei. It's kodesh. You can't be tamei kodesh. Chutzrach lehati bo shei tamei v'tor ochin b'kara achas. Yeah, you can eat it together, just like tziva ayol. You don't bring a carbon from a chaya. Katziva chayol. So this is the basic building blocks of this pasuk. With certainly surim by psulei hamikdash. Okay, what's the halacha by psulei hamikdash and megabe nezikin? So Tosis is referring to the din habor. If you look in the sugya and daf nun gimel, we see something interesting, because psulei hamikdash and megabe bor is learned out that you putter based on the drasha hames yalo, misha hames shalo. But lemaisa, let's say you have a situation of the mazik of Karen. That means that somebody's axe is nagach shor psulei hamikdashin. What's the din over there? Chayv. That's the Gemara. Later on, the Gemara go through all kinds of scenarios. Shor v'adam l'inyan, different things. The shor psulei hamikdashin, adam v'shor chayavin ubar pater. My taima amakra. No, so what's going on here in Tosis? Tosis is using bor as part, whether you could say you don't need it, you do need it, you don't need it, but it certainly seems to be serving as part of the melamed for the tour of Mazik Hegdish. He's mitzarif it to Adam and Karen and bor. But bor, l'chayra, what kind of a din? Mazik hegdish. You're mazik, so that's it. But you're podet, right? You're podet. Elamai, the Torah gave you a certain yisurim on it. So what's that to do with mazik hegdish? You see by re'eyu, is it called re'eyu? Shor of Ruvain is mazik, a shor of Mikdashin of Shimon. Chayev or pater? Chayev. It's called re'eyu, right? So, is it called Mazik Hegdish? No. Okay. Shor of Shimon, Psulei Hamikdashin falls into a bor of Ruvain. Ruvain is pater. Why? Adrash. Vanes yalo, only Misha Meis Shalo. Here, there's certain Isurim that exists. So therefore, it's Anameis Shalo. So what in the world does that have to do with the discussion of our Tosis? Our discussion is a discussion of Mazik Hegdish, and we're trying to learn out from various cases where the Torah says it's Mazik Hegdish is Pater. The Ikalim, it seems to be Adam, but Tosis throws in Adam and Karen. They start making and bor. But the tour of bor b'sulei mekdashin, how does that relate to what we're discussing? So what's the pshat in Tosfos? Yeah.
Are we not learning out from that tour? Rather, we're learning out from the Kol Shekein Hekdesh, from the fact that we have the Amesia Lo by Psalm Mukdashim. So now we can apply that drasha to be talking about Hekdesh, and now we're learning out.
One second. The din by Bor is in somehow connected to the din of Masik Hekdesh Pater. That's what I'm asking you. In other words, how do we understand the mute of Amesia Lo that a person is Pater on a sharp Psalm Mukdashim that falls into the Bor and dies? In light of the Sugya Mazik Hegdish Pater, does this have a connection? From Tosis, it would seem it does. And that's what I'm wondering about. But the same halacha, if it were a Mazik of Negicha by Psoy Mekdashin, you would say Schaiv. It's called Le'eyu. So the fact that there are some Isurim that the Torah tells us exist by Psoy Mekdashin, Lemaisa, I could argue, look, it's not a Hegdish issue. It's an issue that there's some Isurim, so it's not called Emes Yolo. So the special din by Bor, that just like Bor is Pater on Kalim, Bor is Pater in the case of Ena Meis Shilo. But my inyan zeh to the topic at hand of Artosis. Artosis is discussing Mazik Hegdish Pater. But B'chor, what is up with Mazik Hegdish? It's a din, a local din, a Bor, the Haraya, the same Sharp of Magdash and Ugabi Negicha, Ugabi the Mazik of Karen, you'd be Chayiv. The fact that Tosfos lumps it together, what's the approach here? The Tosfos lumps it indicates that Tosfos understood that even if you say that the din by bor might be somewhat different in its details on the mazik hegdish issue, but the geder hadin of suyer mekdashin that you put by bor, the geder of that halacha is within the framework of mazik hegdish. That's what you see in our Tosfos. The details might fluctuate. In other words, by bor, you're pater b'sulei mekdashin on that type of hegdish. By karen, you're chayiv. But to be a malav, so in other words, you would have to, Torah would have to say bor. You couldn't necessarily learn bor, the din by bor b'sulei mekdashin being pater from, let's say, from Re'eyu, from the other makoros, from Adam, because there's something unique about this. This case of mazik hegdish is going beyond the normal case, because Tzuei Mekdashin not always is considered to be within the category Mazik Hegdish. With Gabi Bor, the standards are different in terms of the Tzuei Mazik Hegdish, but the Yisod of the Tzuei of Tzuei Mekdashin by Bor would for Tosfos be viewed as within the framework of Mazik Hegdish. That's what I see in Tosfos. Let me see if we can explain a bit why that is. First glance, it's an animal that's chulin with certain restrictions. The answer is no. Go.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, why do we have to say that Tosfos is lumping together Psulam Dashim?
Because he
is. Tosfos could just be saying that that Bor, that Pater Bo, Psulam Dashim, that's basically a reference to Vamesi Alo.
I understand, so but Tosfos is saying
Vamesi Alo, and now once we have Vamesi Alo, so Psulam Hegdish, if Psulam Dashim you're not going to be Chayvan,
you're saying
then Vamesi Alo teaches us for sure you're not Chayvan Hegdish.
But he's using Bor as a Malamid for other things. No? What does the Tosfos say? Where do we learn it from? What does he say?
It's the fact that drasha
let's read the words. Venera deshar nezakin. I'm going to go when the Tosfos gets the lines get thin. Venera deshar nezakin deptiri behegdish. So eish, shein, rego, right? Tiri behegdish. Gemiri are derived from Karen. Good. Okay. Me Adam. Here's my problem. U mibor. The Pater Bo B'sulei Mekdashin. Tosfos understands that the Tor B'sulei Mekdashin by Bor is a melamed on the din of Shar Nezaken being Pater the Hegdish. My question, why are you viewing that halacha in any way through the prism of Mazik Hegdish? That's a din of Ein Ames Shelo. What's it with Hegdish? It's not Hegdish. I mean, it was Nivde. The Torah imposes certain restrictions, and within the drasha, Ein Hames Shalo, if he has certain, his hands are tied in certain respects, it's not called a Mes Yolo. No, Tosfos sees that halacha, that Pater by Bor, by Mesut, is mitzad the din of Mazik Hegdish, even if there's some application of Mazik Hegdish by Bor that's different than the other cases, because by Karen, Mazik Psu Mekdashin Bichayv, your Mazik Psu Mekdashin. What's by?
I did not read Psalm Dasham as being a source to learn out.
But
it's
that's
a step to get the Nera.
With all due respect, Gemiri, Deshar. No, Be'emes. With all due respect, Be'etzem. I me respect you, but Lemaisa, the words of Tosis, Deshar Nezikin Diptiri Behegdish, Gemiri, Mikeren Umi Adam Umi Bar the Patam of Psalm Dasham. But the word saying. That we can, we're learning out the din that Shana Zuck and Ptir Behagdish from A, B, and C. That means that C is teaching that idea. What?
C includes the Kol Shekin Hekdish. That is.
What do you mean? What's the Kol Shekin Hekdish?
That's the step.
How can you do that if it's a different aloch?
The Psalm of Dashim, that's a step towards getting to the Kal V'chomer of course, Hekdish is Pater by Bor. And that's the Malami that you're learning out from.
Because. But if the Geder Hadin is based on Eina Meis Shelo, how is that serving, even if it's Hegdish, if it because of Eina Meis Shelo, it's a different issue. If this case is not based on the notion of Hegdish, then where are you getting the Din Mazik Hegdish as a halacha? It's not predicated on that. Kinira, the Tosis understood the Sod of the Ptur of Psalm Mikdashin based on the framework of Mazik Hegdish. Now, just maybe we can try to show why that should be. Pashtus, one could have thought, I mean, we can quibble back and forth after, but you know, I think you hear where I'm coming from. Good. Two Gemaras, maybe, to show you that this is, in fact, the case. In other words, one could say, Suya Mugdashin is basically Chulin with some halachas that the Torah imposes. Ki'ilu, it's a new iser. The Torah imposes a new iser. Tizbach v'lo giza, right? V'chalta v'lo chala, v'lo kovecha, whatever things, many dinim, Rashi mentions a few of them in Chumash, you can't throw to the dogs. You can't, certain halachas, you have to treat with certain restrictions. The Gemara in Kedushin, and Daf Yud Gimon Beis, is discussing the din of Amisus Habal being matir for a woman to remarry. And the Gemara is trying to find makoros for this halacha. And the Gemara, as part of the Shaka V'Tarya, the Gemara says maybe there's not a complete heter. Even Mrs. Abal, there might still be certainly sir, maybe not a lab, maybe on an essay. Like maybe there's still some halacha that she's still connected, just like by Arayis, except for certain cases. B'chayeha, the Arayis remain as Arayis even Lachamisa. So how do you know that Mrs. Abal, if a woman was once married, that she's mutter with Mrs. Abal? That's the sugi here, you give me a base. So the Gemara mentions in the middle of the Shaka V'Tarya that you can't do that. The Gemara asks, you see, Almana Kohen Gadol is Aser, see, Kohen Hedrit is allowed to marry an Almana. The Gemara says, maybe Kohen Gadol is a lav and everyone else is an essay. So there's still some kind of an Iser even for non-Kohen Gadol to marry a woman who was once married. The Gemara says, no, how can you say that? Hay essay maya vidite. You mean an essay? Manafshach, ida ahanya Misa Sabal. If Misa Sabal accomplished something, tishteri legamri, she should be completely mutter, without any isresa either. Ida lo ahanya Misa Sabal, tukma b'milsa kamaisa. If there's no Misa Sabal didn't accomplish, then she should be, still be on the same level of isra as before. What were you saying? After Misa Sabal, then it's going to be lowered. It's going to be lowered to a darg of an essay. Where do you find that? He says, well, what do you mean? You don't find that? Alam alo. A pikdei mimisa, the Torah took it away from the status of being misa veishes ish, v'ukimte yal essay, and the Torah left it still to be a level of an essay. Where do we find that? Midi dahavi, apsulei hamukdashim. Oh, like we find by psulei hamukdashim. The meikara ispahu mi'ila, the asiri begiza v'avoda. Initially, there's an isa mi'ila, and the asiri begiza v'avoda, parkinu, when you're poda it, ni'ila lesbahu, there's no longer mi'ila, gizav avoda asiri. What do you see in the Gemara? That's what I wanted. So somewhere then goes back and finds another mucker. This is the sugya misa sabal. Okay, so I'll find another mucker for it. But this line of Gemara in the Shaka V'Tarya is indicative of how one can understand the isser gizav avoda. Not a new isser, but a vestige of the old isser. The Torah has now lowered it, taken away some dinim, and left intact other dinim. Knows the Issa Giza Vavoda of Psalm Mikdashin is the same Issa Giza Vavoda of regular Hegdish, but the Issa Mi'ilah is gone. But what's left is left based on what was before. It's an interesting Gemara. Because this Gemara, the Gemara goes on, okay, I have another makkah for how, you know, Misa Baal's Matir. But the Gemara says, don't just tie in, well, manafshach, how could it be that now it's an essay before it was a Misa? No, you could find such an idea that the Torah could take something from one level and bring it down a notch, but whatever is left is based on what was before. So they see in this Gemara that the Issa Gizav Al-Sodeshin is a function of the status of Hegdash. Another Gemara like this, in Makis, Chav Beis, the Gemara talks about someone who is manhig, b'shor psuei mikdashin, leads an animal, loke, it's like kalayim, loke, sharei guf echad, v'asar kasuv kishnei gufin. So what does that mean exactly? Guf echad, it's made like shnei gufin, so the pirush here, it's the Rivan, it's not Rashi, it's the Rivan, the son-in-law of Rashi, learns pshat, based on this pasuk that we said in the Sifrei that Rashi quoted, b'chor v'as nafshecha, Tzuei Mekdash, Shiniftu, Tizbach v'lo Giza, Asa v'Giza v'Avoda, Basa v'lo Chola, V'chalta v'lo Kovecha, Hilkach Asa l'Arbi al-Fil Amino. You can't even have, he's talking about being, before you get to Manig, you can't be l'Arbi to have it mate with even Mino, M'shem Kirayim, Shem Arbi al-Chulin al-Kotshim al-Kotshim al-Chulin, V'chein b'Manig, Afil Manig and Mino, Afil Manigo b'Fnei Atzmo, even if you're Manig this shore by itself, Chulin v'Kotshim hu. The Chai Mishum Kilayim. This is a hybrid of Chulin and Kachim. Chulin and Kachim. Chulin with whatever Issa the Torah happens to impose. No, Chulin and Kachim are intertwined. It's a similar idea that Tzuei Mekdashin have in it Dinei Hegdash. Dinei Hegdash. The Gemara in Kiddushin says it's left from before, that was never removed. And here's this Dinei Chulin and Kachim together. So I think this is Kinira what Tosis is holding. In Achinami, the standards of Mazik Hegdish by Bor are different than, let's say, by Karen. By Shor, Hizik, Shenagach, Psuei Mekdashin, that's Chayiv. There, because Lumaisa, it's not Hegdish Gomer, it's not Hegdish to the same extent as some Jewish Mamish Hegdish, or Shor, it's a Karban. But in terms of Bor, the Torah in the Gala, through Vamesi Yalo, but the gather of this halach is that even the mixas hegdish, because of the mixas hegdish, the dinei hegdish that are here, which are not the full blown hegdish, right? But it's enough that that's called also mazik hegdish. Therefore, in terms of the melame, the bor, I'm not going to necessarily be able to learn out to the same extent, but I can use bor as a melame on the dinei mazik hegdish. All this is within the approach of Tosfos. Let's just state for 2 minutes, just a little bit within Rashi, what we have to begin to think about for Rashi. So we have to go through all the Makoros of Tosfos and say, how would Rashi approach that? What would Rashi say about Kiyocha Pratlo Mazik? So for that, I'm just going to tell you where to look. Look carefully at Rashi and Me'ilah. And L'chor, you see Rashi and Me'ilah, you'll see a whole different picture of Pratlo Mazik, which therefore has no shaychus to this whole drasha that Tosfos is creating out of thin air, you might say. Pratlo Mazik, the other Mazik Hekdash is Pater. That's L'chor, not the Pshat according to Rashi at all. So look carefully, Rashi and Me'ilah. The inyan of Shor Psuei Mekdashin by Bor, we'll have to see about that. The Maisa, there's still a din of some kind over there that's being taught, and maybe it sounds like we're analyzing it right now. There seems to be some aspect of Mazik Hegdash. So why doesn't that play out according to Rashi? So Rashi says, what do we use as the mocker for Mazik Hegdash? Re'eyu. So we have a twofold question. Re'eyu is a mocker for all the cases of Mazik Hegdash. So the obvious question is, how could Re'eyu work if Karen is one of the Avos Nezikin? I could use a Pircha, Tosfos says. After all, Ma'u Karen, Shekein, Einem Wedes Mitchilasa. So that's one variation of the question. So how could you learn from Karen everywhere else? And Rashi seems to rely on Re'eyu. That was the Rashi in the Mishnah by later Daf Tes. Rashi says, we learn from Yafin Kul Re'eyu. And the second question is, Yafin Kul Re'eyu. Kul includes what? So Adam, I could tell me, Mazik Hegdash by Adam, there's no drush of Kiyocha Patla Mazik. We'll see what that's about. There's no drush of Mazik, Adam Mamedei Patla. There's no such drush. So where does Adam Mazik come from? From Re'eyu, fine. But what else is Kulu? And Kulu's what? Bor. What do I need to learn Bor from Re'eyu? B'chor Bor, you have its own drush. And to the extent that even goes beyond what we talked about, because it's even a case of Psuei Mekdashin. Yes, maybe I think your point can begin to be brought back. So then why does Rashi need to rely on Re'eyu if you have a separate makor by bor anyway. So these are the various questions to think about for Rashi. Yeah? So we have to think about Rashi in all these instances. We have to look at Tosis and Gittin. In the second half of Tosis is similar to our Tosis. The first half of Tosis has a whole other Mahalach. And then we go to the Ravid and then the Meiri and see other Rishonim how they treat this sugya. Is there a Ptur Mazik Hegdish by Shem Varegel? And if so, why, you know, and if there isn't, why did the Gemara suggest that as Rabbi Akiva's Pshat of Shem Varegel? What about other Mamaz? Is there a Drash of Kiyocha Patla Mazik to Patra from Karen, or is it only a beard from the Chomesh? And these are all issues to be looking at. So look at the Tosis and Gittin, look at the Mashah there, look at the Rashi, the various places, and hopefully tomorrow we can put it all together. Okay. Shkayach, everybody.